What's going on, guys? In today's Excuse My Politics, going to go ahead and cover the continuing saga with Lauren Ingram, talk about the president's tantrum this weekend, and dive into what's happening with Sinclair Media. So let's go. Welcome to Excuse My Politics, presented by Bad News Media. It is April 2nd, and I hope you all had a good Easter if you celebrate. It was an interesting one for our president, where he went on to throw a temper tantrum about immigration in this country. He further demonstrated once again that he is either the liar-in-chief or that he does not understand the laws and the policy at stake here, which with him, it's a coin flip because he's a pathological liar and also doesn't have any form of intellectual curiosity. He receives all of his information from Fox and Friends and Fox News, so he does not get a full picture. He doesn't take the time to learn about the policies and issues himself, and so often the time he's just flat out wrong, which he further demonstrated this weekend when he declared that these big flows of people all trying to take advantage of DACA, they want in on the act. First of all, that's wrong because you would have had to be a resident in the United States since 2007 up to present in order to be eligible for DACA. So, you know, once again, doesn't know the policy. Also, he declared that he's not going to do a deal for DACA anymore right now, and it's the Democrats' fault, basically, even though we all know that's not true because last year he was the one who ended DACA with no real reason, and then he has turned down multiple deals. Deals which, in fact, included money for his border wall, which he now doesn't get because he signed a budget that had scraps of what he needed to actually get his border wall. He's getting about a marathon's length in, and he's getting repairs that were already basically set aside during the Obama administration. So the dealmaker-in-chief has made pretty much zero deals as it's gone on because he can't make a deal to save his life. And he doesn't understand the issues. Also tried to use some fear tactics this weekend by saying caravans of people are coming in, they're getting more and more dangerous, Republicans basically need to go nuclear and get some tough laws passed, so we're not getting a DACA deal. That's pretty much how he got to that conclusion, which, you know, he's not wrong. People are still crossing the border to get into this country, but over the last several years, that trend has significantly decreased. You saw it really drop off into the Obama administration, as well as it's continuing that trend. So, once again, also misleading, but showing his ignorance on the issue of immigration. That wasn't the only thing that happened this weekend, though. We also saw Lauren Ingram is taking a vacation for a week. This comes as 15 companies so far have pulled ads from Ingram's Fox News show. Those include companies like Ruby Tuesday, Liberty Mutual, Office Depot, Jenny Craig, Hulu, TripAdvisory, Johnson & Johnson Company, a couple others in there, a total of 15 right now. This all comes from her basically attacking David Hodges over not getting into the colleges he wanted to get into. Now, there have been some absolutely horrendous takes around this move by companies to stop being associated with her programming. And you had pieces like, for example, Joe Concha for The Hill, who wrote a piece called David Hodges' Attempt to End Lauren Ingram's Career Sets a Dangerous Precedent, where he's basically making the argument that you should be able to attack a kid for not policy reasons, but just personally and not have a fear of reprimand. He makes two big points. He basically says it's a danger for two reasons. The first, fear of reprisal for criticizing Hodge, who has the benefit of being protected from any criticism while being free to level it. Fear of being seen as the person attacking a mass shooting survivor, regardless of whether their basis for such criticism or not. This is what people like Joe and others who have been coming out against these advertisers move to pull content don't understand. It's not about a criticism of David Hodges, policies that he's fighting for or the objective that he's fighting for. That's not why they're pulling advertising. They're pulling advertising because Lauren Ingraham, at the end of the day, is a bully. She is not bringing anything substantive to the debate. She is personally attacking people. She's personally making fun of people, and this is what she does. She has a history of doing this. She did this against LeBron James, where she didn't have a good point to counteract him, so she just told him to shut up and dribble a basketball. That is what the Republicans have come to, basically, at this standpoint. They've moved away from being able to articulate a counter-argument to those being waged against them, and instead stoop down to personal attacks. And advertisers are saying, we don't want to be a part of that. We do not want to be associated with a bully who is not arguing with David Hodges about the criticism he's leveling against people for not acting on gun control and the gun control measures that he wants to put in place. They're pulling advertising because Lauren Ingraham, at the end of the day, is being a bully, and she is not bringing anything to the debate or the public discourse in this country. So this isn't a rebuttal of conservatism. This isn't advertisers punishing conservative thoughts, conservative policies. They are punishing people who do not bring something to the public discourse. And instead, they act as bullies and they personally tear down somebody who, keep in mind, just survived a mass shooting, a traumatic event. And all is asking for is that this country put together some legislation to try to stop it. Because we've been doing the same thing since Columbine, and the effects have not changed. We still have mass shootings at a higher rate than any other country in the world. So all of these criticisms are just terrible, terrible takes. They're missing the bigger point. And the point is, if you're not going to talk about the issues, if you're not going to stay on point and bring something substantive to the debate, and you're going to be a bully, then yes, advertisers, when it's brought to their attention, are going to pull their dollars. By the way, this is Republicanism 101. Republicans believe that the marketplace and the private sector are the best ways to solve this country's problems. And you know what happened? The private sector was made aware of what people thought was deemed to be an issue. They took a look at it and they decided, yeah, that's an issue. And they applied a solution. So this is Republican theories working right in front of our eyes. It just happened to affect a conservative media base. And speaking about Republican philosophy and theories, you may have noticed that there have been quite a few teacher protests in Republican-heavy states. So Oklahoma now joins the list of teachers protesting. That includes teachers in Kentucky who had their retirement savings plans changed overnight so the state could try to save money. You have teachers in Arizona who are determining higher pay. You had the West Virginia protest, and now you've got the Oklahoma protest. All of these protests are a direct result of the Republican philosophy of governing. Republicans at their core believe in lower taxes and social services. They believe in minimal government and minimal taxation. The problem is you then get things like low-funded schools and very poorly paid teachers who play a huge role in the future of this country, and you get scenarios like this. It is no coincidence that when you take a look at the average income for a teacher, the top of that list are dominated by heavy Democratic states, and the bottom of that list are dominated by heavy Republican states. This is what happens when you have super majorities and historically Republican rule within a state. Taxes get cut, corporations get subsidized, and social services get cut as well. Because if the government can't create income, which the only way they really have the means to do that is through taxes, they can't pay for things like good schools, good public transportation, good roads, good social services. Things that basically serve the greater good of their state and their constituents. So this is a slap in the face to Democrats, if you're paying attention, that this is exactly what we should be running on. I mean, hell, the Republicans put together a tax plan last year, and they had to be actively talked out of putting a provision in that would not allow teachers to deduct their school supplies that they purchase on their own, because their schools can't provide adequate school supplies for the education of our children. They had to be talked out of having that provision in there. They wanted to legitimately make sure that teachers could not deduct the purchasing of school supplies. I mean, this is just insane. I don't know how we're talking about this. So here's your message, Democrats. First, you run on that tax plan because, as we learned, most Americans do not feel the benefits of that. Go figure. It wasn't designed for the majority of Americans. And we run on, this is what your schools look like if you go with Republican leadership. Do you want good public schools for your kids? Because if you do, the Republican Party is not the party for you. It is slapping us right in the face. So you have an easy win here if you can get into these districts and present your argument. Because as we see, these are hot button issues in Republican-controlled states. So let's go win us some elections. Let's run a good message. The last thing I did want to talk about is, by now, which you've probably heard, or if not, you've seen, what's been going on with Sinclair Media, which is a media conglomerate that has bought up a ton of local news stations. You may have seen the Deadspin collage of Sinclair-owned local newscasters reading a scripted prompt about basically going after the mainstream media. Now, Sinclair Media is a conservative media group. They own about 173 local television stations, and they are increasingly becoming more political on a national scale, which is a problem for a couple reasons. First is local news stations are for local news. They do have national pieces involved, but they are primarily focused on the local news, as they should be. Well, with Sinclair taking over these stations, they are increasingly becoming more about national issues instead of local issues. And they are taking a strong conservative lean towards those issues. The second big problem is local news media is considered more trustworthy out of all the other options of news. Most people view them as kind of the most trustworthy source of information. And what Sinclair is doing is they are running what would equate to in most countries as a state-run media organization. They are putting in a lot of pieces that are pro-Trump and moving away from objective journalism. And in this country, we struggle with media literacy. So some of these things are obvious, and people can very easily point out, yeah, that's propaganda and that's crazy. That usually comes in the form of Boris Epstein's must-run segments, because if you're familiar with Boris, it becomes very apparent that what he is talking about is usually very much slanted in a pro-Trump agenda. But some of the pieces that are run on these Sinclair stations are kind of a little bit more subtle. They could be easily taken as fact or objective news journalism, and that is a problem. And what is there that we can really do about this? Well, there's not much right now outside of applying pressure to the FCC, the Federal Communication Commission, who oversees a lot of deals that are made when Sinclair is looking to buy up news stations. You can contact your congressman or senator to apply pressure to them looking into antitrust laws. So one of the reasons, and actually let me back up a little bit, one of the big misconceptions about antitrust laws is that they are anti-competition. They're anti-companies who compete and end up doing a better job than others and becoming these large institutions or companies. And that's not the point of the antitrust laws. The antitrust laws are in place to protect consumers. The reason they were created is you had these giant conglomerates and companies that basically, because they were so big, affected the way other companies within their same market or sector could operate, limiting customer options, and then the larger company negatively impacting the consumer, which we are starting to see with Sinclair. They are buying up a large portion of television stations to push an agenda that is not objective in nature. And the one thing about television stations and local news is that there is a finite amount of it. There's only so much airwaves, and there's only so many stations. And if they succeed in buying up a vast majority of local television stations, they could adversely affect the consumer. And that is a problem. So antitrust laws are definitely something we should be looking into, and if they apply to Sinclair, and then positioning our representatives to go out and actually enforce those antitrust laws that we have on the books, because we have good antitrust laws on the books. The other thing is you need to get out and vote. So this is part of a larger scheme. Republicans see three areas that they have to kind of tear down to run roughshod over this country right now. They see the media and objective free media as an issue. So they have spent years in trying to tear down objective sources of news, try to muddy up the waters, buy up these publications. The other area is our judicial system. So our judicial system is a great checks and balances, but as you've seen Mitch McConnell did, he held up judicial picks, he held up a Supreme Court seat, because they realized if you control the courts, you control this country. And they didn't want to play by the rules. They did not want the government to operate the way it's supposed to when appointing judges and judicial and Supreme Court leaders. And they held up that process for Obama. They made it extremely difficult for him to get judges through and Supreme Court judges. They held seats open so that when they got their guy in charge, they could ram through a bunch of picks. So that's an area, as well as they are tearing down our criminal justice system. And they are actively trying to set it on fire, as we've seen with the Devin Nunes memo and the way they are handling the FBI's very lawful and justified investigation into the Trump campaign's involvement with Russia and Russia's meddling. So this is part of a three-part attack, and the only way we stop this is you register to vote, you get your friends registered to vote, and this November you get out and you vote up and down the ticket. You vote for your local school boards, you vote for your local city boards, you vote for your local legislator, you vote for your senators, your House of Representative members, you make sure you get out and vote. And remember, guys, be the change.